If you got your Bible tonight, turn to Matthew chapter number 12. Matthew chapter number 12, verse 28. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 28. And Jesus says, "But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." I want to preach on the stronger man. Amen? The stronger man. As we see this, and we're reading through this, and the Lord is here, and He's teaching and instructing. And the Pharisees begin to rebuke Him. And they say that He cast out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And the Lord knows, in verse 25, He knows their thoughts. I know that He always knows their thoughts. And it's kind of needful that we be mindful that God knows what you're thinking about. Amen? He knows what you're thinking about. He knows the thought and intent of your heart. He knows what you're thinking about. And He knows why you're thinking about it. Amen. Just something to take home with us so we'll know that, praise God, that we need to be careful in what we entertain in our mind. But the Lord says this in verse 25. He said, "He knew their thoughts. And He said unto him, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand?" He said, "If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges." But he said, "But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God," now watch this, "then the kingdom of God is come unto you." So the Lord lays it out here, and He said, "You know, you saying this is what we're doing, blaspheming against God. What they're doing is actually blaspheming the Holy Spirit. But God is a moving upon the Savior through the Holy Spirit of God that He might accomplish the miracles of God. And by them attributing the things that Jesus did to Beelzebub, the God of the devils, the prince of the devils, they're disallowing the Holy Spirit. And Jesus brings it down to where they live, and He brings it down to where He's at, and brings it down to what He's here to do. And He was here to cast out devils. He was here to overcome the obstacles in the world that so easily beset us. And He said, "But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you." He said, "There's a force that's got there here to be with us if we're willing to accept the power that it has." And I want to say, praise God, today as we look at this, I believe there's a stronger man here, praise God, in Christ Jesus the Lord. Now the devil is a strong man. Amen. You and I are no match for the devil. You may try all the best, every way you can to overcome him and praise God, get around him and by him and through him. But the devil will beat you down if you ain't careful. But I want to say tonight in the authority of the Word of God that there's one that's stronger than the devil. And he is none other, praise God, than the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see here tonight, as we look at this for just a moment in time, that God said that He cast out devil by the Spirit of God. I want to say there's a stronger man in the house tonight, and His name is Jesus Christ. He has all power in heaven and on earth, praise God, because He said so. I don't know about you tonight. Jesus said that, and I believe it. Amen. I believe God Almighty is the head of all principality and power. Praise God. He is the God of heaven, and He has ultimate power over the universe. I believe that with all my heart. And I can see this, praise God, as I see a stronger man moving in this house. He says, "For else, how can one enter into a strong man's house?" And now that's a question we have to ask. How do you enter into a strong man's house? We enter in because we got more power than the strong man. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that the devil would like to infiltrate the church. He'd like to infiltrate the church house. He'd like to infiltrate your house. So what do we do tonight? We put our faith and trust in the Lord. Realize and praise God that when we do that, that a stronger man moves into the house. Amen? A stronger man moves into the house in the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only does when he moves into the house, he overcomes the one that's in the house. Amen? Whole devil would like to come in. He'd like to destroy and tear down. He'd like to mess up everything that we have. He'd like to mess up everything that we stand for. But I'm glad tonight that there's a stronger man in the house. I thank the good Lord about back when God saved me by so many years ago, and I was running from the Lord. Amen. I was saved, no doubt. But I was running from the Lord. You say, preacher, why would you run from the Lord? That don't make no sense. I know, but why do we all do it? Amen? The Lord is on our side. But you know what? The problem is a lot of times we're not on the Lord's side. Hello? You say, well, ain't that one and the same thing? No, not exactly. Praise God, the Lord is on our side because He loved us and He came to seek and save that was lost, which is me and you. But praise God, they come to a time and a place that we have to get on the Lord's side. We have to realize that there's a stronger one than us, praise God, that there's to help us if we'll let Him. Amen? And He can do a marvelous job of it if we will let Him. Praise God. He's already overcome. Praise God. He's already entered the house. He's already overcome that the strong one, the devil, praise God, because He's a stronger one. Amen? He sent forth the power of an almighty God. Hey, praise the Lord. The devil rose up and he tried to lift up himself and tried to become like God. But I want to say he ain't God. There's only one God. He's God Jehovah. He's God of the universe. He's the creator and sustainer of the world. Bless His holy name. He's our God. Amen. I'm glad we call upon Him. We trust in Him. We believe on Him. And He begins to work miracles in our lives. Praise God. He's the one that's already overcome. The God we serve has already overcome the obstacles that we face. Amen. If we look back in Revelation chapter, I believe chapter number 12, he says this. He said, I heard a loud voice, verse number 10, saying, in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. That's what He does. That's what that strong man does. But He says, but they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Praise God. They said, what took place? He said, they was a strong man. But praise God, they was a stronger man. And the Lamb of God, praise the Lord, that overcome the obstacle, the devil, by the blood of that precious Lamb of God. Somebody has rose up. Somebody has invaded the territory of the devil and Satan. And his name is Jesus Christ. Praise God, He plucked the power out of his hands. He overcome him. He took his weapons away. Praise God. All that the devil's ever had to offer is death. And the wages of sin is death. But I'm glad Jesus Christ came. That because of him, because he's a stronger man, we don't have to receive that wage of death. Praise God. We've got the weapons away from him. Praise God. When Jesus rose from the dead, he took away the stinger, that sting of death that was in devil and Satan. Praise God, now it has no power over him. Amen. And praise God, if we tread our faith and trust in Him, it don't have no power over us. And I'm glad it's that way. God made it that way. Praise God. And you just imagine how the old devil felt when Jesus Christ, praise God, reached down and plucked the sting out of death. Plucked his stinger. Praise God. So that now those that put our faith and trust in Him don't have to worry about the sting of death. Praise God, not only did he enter in the house, someone, praise God, who was stronger, amen, invaded Satan's house and took his sting away and spoiled his goods. Amen? Spoiled his goods. Look over in Ephesians chapter, praise God, and I'm talking about claiming the spoils. Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 15. The Bible says, Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, not some but all. Ain't you glad it's that way? He said, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, I'm glad it's that way. Amen. Who is glory? Where's glory? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are the hope of glory. We're the hope of heaven, which is through Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Praise God. And the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Praise God. God's got His focus on you, and He's got His focus on me. Praise God. And He's got an inheritance for the saints. Those are born again believers that believe on Lord Jesus Christ. There's an inheritance waiting in glory. He says in verse 19, he said, what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe? Amen. According to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. Amen. Praise God. They was a mighty one that was had a force in their principality, this present world. But praise God, I'm glad when they was one that rose from the dead, the Lord Jesus, He rose up far above the power of this world, far above the planet, far above the universe. He excelled back to the place where He designed and deserved to be. He said, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above. Praise God, I like it, don't you? Far above. Amen. Think about it. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Amen. Oh, devil, Satan, Lucifer, he's a strong man. But praise God, God Almighty, through Jesus Christ, He's done spoiled the house of the devil, praise God. And He's done give us victory in Jesus. Praise God to that exceeding grace and power to usward that He sent down the power of an Almighty God, and through Him we might have the power to succeed for Jesus' sake. Power that's far above the principalities and power and might and every name, dominion, not only in this world, but in that which is to come. Amen? And has put all things, here Pierce Brady begins to, when he begins to claim the spoils of the devil, and has put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to His church. Amen. Praise the Lord. God done that on purpose. Head of all things to the church. But watch this now. Which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Amen. You know what the church is? It's the power that makes Jesus complete. Amen. He's the head, and we're the body. Praise the Lord. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Brother Kevin, when we realize that Jesus Christ is the head, and you and I are the body of Christ, praise God, we're needed. Because He said, we make Him full. We give Him the fullness overall. Praise God. We are what makes the strong man strong. Amen. He opposes and He spoils the house of the devil. Amen. Praise God. Because of who He is. Amen. Look at Colossians chapter number 2 and verse number 15. We'll go 14. He said, blotting out the handwriting, the ordinances that was against us, watch this, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Amen. The awful indictment of our guilt, praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ, he plucked it out of the hands of the devil and Satan. You know, he's that old accuser. And the Lord took that, praise God, and he nailed it to his cross. That old garment of sin, if you will, that we were wearing, we were enshrouded in, praise God, God Almighty took it through Jesus Christ, our Savior, and he nailed it to the cross of Calvary. Praise God for his glory. Amen. He said, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. In it, it is the cross of Calvary. And God says, praise God, that he overcame, praise God, he spoiled principalities and powers through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Amen. Praise his holy name. If you go back in Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 12, he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. What are we wrestling against? What's our battle against? Who are we up against tonight? He said, but against principalities and against powers. Amen. Mighty powers, lower powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. He said, that's who our battle is against. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he come in as that stronger man. Praise God, he delivered us. And he took a spoil, praise God. You say, what was that spoil? That spoil was you. And that spoil was me. When he plucked us out of the hands of the devil, praise God, called us unto himself, saved us by his marvelous grace, put our feet upon the foundation, wrote our name, well, glory, wrote our name down in the Lamb's book of life, and that indelible ink, praise God, sealed throughout the time and eternity, because he is the stronger man. Don't you ever let the devil tell you that the devil has power to supersede the Lord Jesus Christ, because he doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't have it, and he never will. Amen. Praise God. He said, the strong man, strong man's house, he entered into it, he spoiled his goods. See, there's only one way you can do that, Jesus said. There's only one way you can enter into a strong man's house, and the only way you can enter into his house and spoil his goods. Now listen to what he said. Jesus says this. He said, except he first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house. Amen. Satan's bound. Amen. The stronger man has got the strong man of sin, and he's bound him up. Why do you think the devil's a fighting so hard? He's trying to break free, and he's trying to radicalize a society today. Amen? And he's doing a real good job of it. Amen? The devil, praise God, he sows deceit. And everywhere that he goes, and he's getting really good at it. It's become an art with the devil. He's got an art for him. But praise God, the Lord Jesus said, you go in, the only way you can get rid of the devil, you gotta go in, y'all gotta overcome him, you gotta spoil his goods, and you gotta bind up that strong man. Amen. So how do you bind up the devil, Pastor? Praise God, you wrap him up in the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He can't get out of it, can't get past it. Because it's absolute truth. Amen. And we see this playing out here. Let me just give you the conclusion here of this for just a moment. As I was reading through this, I read through several times, I got to thinking about this unclean spirit. He talks about in verse 43 through 45... Now, when an unclean spirit has gone out of a man, And he walks through dry places seeking rest and finding none. This unclean spirit, he's a strong man. Amen. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. So we see this unclean spirit, this strong man. He leaves out of his house that he has, and he goes out and dry, and he walketh through dry places, and he's seeking rest. I won't say there's no rest for the devil. There's no rest for the devil's crowd. Amen. And he findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house which I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Amen. The formalities and the traditions have taken place to cleansing and getting rid of the devil and making the vows and making the resolutions and the things to the point that we're going to do better. The sad part is it hardly ever happens that way. You know, our New Year's resolution we made, January the 1st. Maybe on January the 31st at midnight. Amen. We said we resolve and make a resolution that we're going to do this or we're going to do that. And it all sounds good, don't it? And we have good intentions, don't we? We say when we're at the church house and the man of God's preaching, the Sunday school's teaching, when the songs are going, and when the Lord speaks to our heart, we say, boy, praise God, Lord, you know what? I'm going to change. I'm going to do different. I'm going to go in a different direction. But it seems like before we get out the door, it's all gone. Amen. And we continue on in our own pernicious ways. But I got to thinking about it, and we think about this stronger man. What if we come to ourselves like the old prodigal down there at the pig pen, and we realize that things are better back at the Father's house, and he throws down his pail and he jumps the rail and he heads for the house, praise God. Praise the Lord that he don't want, because he don't want to go to hell. And he comes to the point, praise the Lord, when he realizes within himself that there needs to be a change. That it's better at the Father's house. And we see this unclean spirit. We see this strong man that's in this house, and he leaves out and he walks around trying to find something a little bit better. Now what he's probably trying to find is some soul, poor old soul, praise God, that's more gullible, that's more willing to do his evil, dastardly deeds than the one that he had. Amen. Ceremonial, we can clean it out. I want to say tonight, we need the Lord Jesus Christ, that stronger man. Now let me give you a scenario right quickly, and we'll go to the house. Since the unclean spirit's gone out of a man, he's walking through dry places, he's seeking rest, and he finds none. Then he said, I'll return to my house, which I came out. And when he has come, he findeth it full. He doesn't find it empty and swept and garnished, but he finds it full of a strong man, praise God, that's done moved into that house. He's done taken up his abode in that house. He's done set up housekeeping in that house. He's done rearranged things in that house. Praise God, he's done fortified the fortress, if you will, of that house. And when that demon comes back, that unclean spirit, he finds and comes against that stronger man that's in that house. Praise God, and he has no way to get in. Amen. We can see this in Lord Jesus Christ. In what we do. You say, well, Pastor, how can we do this? Well, the Bible says that we read in your hearing a while ago in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, that we wrestle against principalities and powers. Amen. Against the rulers of darkness in this present world. So the Lord says that what we've got to do, we've got to put on the whole armor of God. that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So no matter how he attacks the house, no matter which direction he comes, and no matter what influence he brings, praise God, because that stronger man is in the house, you have a fortress, praise God, that's so secure that he can't get in. Amen. Now this is so simple tonight that a little child can understand it. But when the stronger man, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes in, praise God, and we put on that whole armor, the armor of God, we're able to resist that flesh, praise God, that we wrestle with so often. Amen. We put on that whole armor of God. Because Paul would tell us in verse number 10 of chapter number 6, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Amen. He said, it's not you no more. He said, it's not your power no more. He said, we put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the stronger man, and he wards off that strong man, that one that we're not able to contend with, because you are no match for the devil. Amen. But praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ is. So what should we do? We put on the whole armor of God. Praise God. And then he said, we trust and believe that we're strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That we can stand against the wiles, the tactics, if you will, of the devil. Amen. We have that strong offense, praise God, against that old stinking rascal, the devil. Praise the Lord. He said, he has come, he findeth it full, oh man, praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because, and then he doesn't go and take to himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, which could have happened if it hadn't been for that stronger man being in the house. But because the stronger man is in the house, praise God, he puts that strong man, the devil, a packing, and he says, no, devil, not here no more. Amen. You and your little fiend devil buddies is going to have to go somewhere else. Amen. You're not welcome in this house no more. He didn't find it empty. Oh my goodness, if he found it empty, he would have went and got those seven fiends of hell and brought them back. And the case of that fella, he said he entered in and dwelt there, and the last state of that man was worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. We're seeing this happen, folks. We're seeing people that get in, they scratch around the edges of Christianity. And praise God, and the old devil just comes in and hammers them, and the devil comes into them, and they're sevenfold the child of hell than they were before. Amen. And what's wrong is there's a strong man there to beat them down, but we need a stronger man, praise God, to overcome the strong man. The one that can bind them up, can spoil his goods, bind up that strong man. Who is that can do that, praise God? The one that overcomes, the one, praise God, that is a stronger man than the devil. That's not me. That's not you. Amen. That's not the presidents. That's not the pope. That's not any of our great leaders or lack of. But praise God, it's the Lord Jesus Christ that has the power that we need today. The power, praise God, to bind Satan. Amen. To keep him off of us. To make up a hedge about us. What do? We put on the whole armor of God. Amen. We put up a resistance. Amen. James said we ought to be putting up a resistance. He said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Amen. He didn't say we have to whip him. He said we just have to resist him. We just don't make it as easy for him. As Miss G says all the time, what we do, start doing, praise God, Brother Kevin, we just start saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Every step of the way, every day. Asking the Lord, praise God, allowing the Lord to be our strong man, our stronger man, that stronger influence in our life against the fiends of hell. Amen. I tell you what, this world has gone crazy. The devil's been unleashed everywhere. And the reason he has been is because people have unleashed him in their lives. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? They just gave him control. They just saying, well, they just said, oh, well, what's the use? They quit putting up a resistance. Amen. But we, as God's children, praise God, we still put up a resistance. And we put our faith and our trust in that stronger man, which is Christ Jesus. We do it every day. We get up every day and we say, Lord Jesus, you're that stronger man. That's going to help me to be stronger for you. Amen. Praise God. When it comes to the end of the day and you get ready to pillow your head, you can bow and say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I didn't do as good as I should have, but boy, you came through for me. I have to do it every day because the Lord comes through for me. And He comes through for you. Every day, that stronger man rises up above this weaker man of our flesh and overcomes the devil. Praise God. He said in Matthew 12 and 30, He said, He is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Amen. I don't want to be one that scatters abroad. I want to be the one that's on the Lord's side, have His power and His strength, His might, praise God, directing in my life, in my activities for God's glory. Amen. What about you today? You know that stronger man? Amen. That one that's helped you overcome the adversity that you faced, that brought you out from where you were, saved you by His marvelous grace, put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, secure you unto Himself forever. That's the stronger one, praise God, that we put our faith and trust in today. That's the one the Lord needs. The world needs is the Lord. And they need Him today. Amen. Carry Him into the highways and the hedges. Lifted Him up. And He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Me. Amen. God be the glory. Because He is that stronger man. Stronger than the devil. Stronger than our adversary. Stronger than this old flesh that we live in. Praise God. Able to do the exceedingly abundantly above everything that we could ask or imagine. Bless His holy name. He is that stronger man.